There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Although you see no water for miles around, you are, like us, marooned. You're stranded in this sad and lonely place called Barovia. To mix metaphors, we are incarcerated. The fog that surrounds us are the bars of our dungeon, and Baron von Strahd is our jailer. As far as I can tell, there is only one way out, and that is to kill Devil Strahd.
Up ahead of you, you see a green light bobbing in the darkness.
It's a willy wispy. Ignore it.
Willy wispy?
It's a willy wispy or a will-o'-the-wisp, I think other people call it.
Ah,
probably, anyway. Yeah.
Elainiel gestures towards it and says, "It appears to be heading towards Krezik, though."
Is that abnormal for a willy wispy, Adam?
Best look it up.
Okay.
What does Emmanuel say?
Really begrudgingly. In the darkness, maybe I'll light a torch and pull out Emmanuel. Well, I guess we probably would have been traveling with torches at night, and I pull out Emmanuel. Okay. Skull on fire. Bird, comma, hoarding. Where is it? Smoke, mephit, ghoul, comma, explosive horse, comma, bear head.
Did he say explosive horse or bad horse?
Undead sentry, undead screeching, demonic shadows. Have I passed it by?
God. Did he say explosive horse?
No, it's an
Never mind.
Don't worry about it. You're distracting me. Where are you, Willy Wispy? I cannot find thee. In the fucking...
Is it under W? No, it doesn't
no,
work like
No, you would
like
think
that.
It would
I'm
be
sorry.
Under
I'm sorry,
w,
I'm sorry. I thought it was alphabetical at one point.
Here we go. Willow the Wisp, otherwise known as Willy Wispy, a malevolent undead and cousin of the soft undead. When a villainous person dies, such a spirit will try to lure others to an untimely death.
Yes.
I click and point to Elainiel. He's probably doing that right now. Capable of causing lightning damage, sucking the life force of unconscious beings, and becoming invisible indefinitely. Beware floating lights. Maybe I'm jabbing Emmanuel. Floating night lights in the darkness or woods, for they are immune to a bunch of shit. So, yeah, I say we ignore it and... I'd bet my life that's a willy wispy.
Well, I'm happy to ignore it, but it is going the same way we are.
Yeah, well, let's make camp then. Or we follow it. I mean, if we stay on the... Look.
We're so close to Krezik.
Yes, I hear you, but it's not worth fighting it if we don't have to.
Is it...
Elenio shrugs.
I did not want to fight it. But is it maintaining a distance between us? Like a steady pace?
Well, you're currently stopped. Okay. So it's kind of bobbing to and fro. It's hard to tell if it's coming towards you or away, though.
Let me try something. Is it close enough that I think it could hear me?
Possibly.
Woe is me, I say. Oh, I am in such tremendous pain. My body writhes in agony.
After a few moments of you doing that,
yeah,
and maybe Cribbit behind you starts playing a sad song on a violin, the will-o'-wisp or Willy Wispy begins, you can tell now it is drifting closer.
Yeah, Willy Wispy. So,
Do you keep making the noises?
No, because it distracts it, right? So it's attracted to the noise. We might be able to sneak around it through the woods.
I don't want to go to the woods.
Well... I mean, it's either that or we confront it.
Did you have to call it closer now?
Okay, Another option. Elaniel, you've lived in Brovia a long time, presumably.
My entire life,
great.
She says.
Do you got any... One way of combating the Willy Wispy is by saying its name. That'll send it to an afterlife kind of at random. Can you think of any evil people? And I know this is a kind of insane question. Any evil people who have died around Kresak?
I don't travel this far.
Right. Well,
any of the werewolves? Do we get their names?
Could be one of the werewolves.
I don't remember them. Do you?
No.
I say we sneak through the woods. It thinks there's suffering over here, and they love suffering. So we'll sneak around it whilst it comes to where we were. Okay. And then Bob's your uncle. We're out of there.
All right.
Bob's your uncle.
But everybody needs to be so quiet. Okay? And don't suffer.
It's hard not to with this one around.
I forgot.
The Will-O-Wisp gets a little closer.
Oh, my God. Okay. Maybe I turn to Cribbit as we start heading into the woods. Can you shut them up somehow? And then I mime, like, playing an instrument.
Cribbit could try.
Yeah.
Usually you don't want me to play my own being quiet. Oh, Cribbit.
Oh, Cribbit has turned Cribbit's, on you.
He hates me now.
Cribbit, if you have anything to maybe help us out, I'd appreciate that.
Of course Cribbit will help out for the story, but Cribbit does not like the documentarian get involved. Cribbit begins playing, and sure enough, Gorob and Lushan begin getting quieter. Not like they stop talking.
Yeah.
They're still...
Just like somebody turned the volume
yeah,
down.
Yeah, like someone's turned the volume down on them. All right.
Oh, Adam.
What do you want me to do? They roll two ones.
Fucking damn.
The Willy Wispy darts towards you, and then lightning strikes. Can it hit all of you?
Great. Good stuff.
Mm.
Yeah, it can. Cool. And then lightning strikes, and all of you need to make a dexterity saving throw. The lightning leaps from the Willy Wispy towards all of you.
Okay, well, whoever's near me, we can get some auras of protection, yeah?
Plus five, right?
Yeah.
All right, I think all of you will make your saving throw then.
That's good.
All of you take half damage, which is...
That's not good.
5 points of damage to everyone.
Yay!
Evenly distributed. Like communism.
Do we need to run then?
I mean, we can...
What wounds it? What attacks it? How do we get it?
Anything but non-magical weapons, lightning, poison, or cold, and it's resistant to acid, fire, necrotic, thunder, and magical weapons. Probably running, but also it's a floating
Running
light.
It is, Elaniel says. Okay. She starts sprinting.
yeah, yes.
All right, all of you run in the dark.
God.
I can see, so can I
you're
guide?
Fine. You could try to...
If anyone is, like, veering a little bit far off...
You could try to if you want, yeah?
I'll try and take the back because Gorob and Lushan and Cribbit are little.
Yeah, that's very fair.
Maybe I'll try and scoop up Cribbit.
Okay, you can pick up Cribbit if you want.
Cribbit, come on, I need to...
Okay, Cribbit climbs up onto you.
We need to go...
Gorob and Lushan have dark vision, so they're fine.
Great.
Elaniel has dark vision, so she's fine. Actually, you, Pip, are the only person who needs to roll...
Yep.
And you rolled fine.
Oh, that's Excellent. Good.
You begin sprinting, and you can hear in the background of the Willy Wispy firing lightning bolts at you, but none of them reach far enough to strike you. Mm-hmm. As you approach Kresik, you can see the fires lit along its walls, and the rain begins to get a bit heavier, not like bucketing down, but it is quite overcast at this point.
Are there people on the wall?
Yeah, as you approach, you hear calling out, "Who goes there?"
It is Hector and Pip.
Yeah, us and again.
And some others.
One moment. Open the doors.
All right.
The giant oak doors open to allow you entry.
Cool.
One of the guards meets you, climbs down from the wall, and the gates close behind you, and the guard comes down to meet you.
It is nice to be behind a wall. Just breathe out a sigh of relief.
How goes it on the outside?
Not great.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're making progress.
progress is good, I suppose.
Yeah, we're just looking for to stay the night, that's all.
I will wake the Burgermaster, he says.
Okay.
Thank you.
He walks off. Actually, no, you can come with him, whatever.
Yeah, we'll follow him, yeah.
You follow him to the Burgomaster's manor. As he's going inside, he says, best for you to wait here, just in case, I suppose, he says.
Sure.
Yes, of course.
He heads inside, and you see several lights wink on inside the Burgomaster's manor, and then the doors open, and Burgomaster Dimitri comes out to meet you. Friends, welcome, welcome. What brings you back to Krezek?
We are...
Please, do not... Let us not... in the rain, please come inside.
Yeah, right, yeah.
We are passing through to, on our way to...
Wizards of Wine.
Wizards of Wine.
Yeah. I see.
No shipment yet, I imagine?
No, we have not... Yeah. We have sent someone to Wizards of Wines, but they have not returned. Mm. That was 3 days ago. We fear the worst.
Yeah, us too.
We thought, is something wrong with the wizards?
We don't know it just yet, but we've got reason to believe, yes.
We thought there was someone perhaps waylaying them. We have reason to believe there is a... You're in the Burgomaster's, the familiar now dining hall. We have reason to believe there is a Villa of Wisp. Villa Wisp.
Yeah, Willy Wispy. Yeah, we encountered it on the way, yeah.
Ah, yes, it has been waylaying travelers. We thought that was the reason.
Mm. When did it appear?
Not too long, well, hard to say, but not too long ago, not long after you left. That's just first reports, anyway.
Of course.
Right, okay, long.
You sit down, and they can't make you hot food, because all the stoves have been
turned off.
Well, not turned off, but all the fires have been put out for the night, and the Burgomaster isn't going to wake someone up to make something for you, but some cold food is brought out for
you. Maybe I'll go do it.
If he's
like, oh, the sorry chef's in bed or whatever, I'll be like, no, that's fine. I can, I know my way around the kitchen.
Well, let us all come into the kitchen. You have no friends, he says, looking at Cribbit and Elainiel. Gorob and Lushan he has seen before.
Is Elainiel, because they're a dusk elf, is that very much a like, oh no, should we have kind of hidden her a little bit
the
more?
The Burgomaster is looking at Elainiel. Well, maybe actually, yeah, when he says, ah, you have new friends with you. He looks warmly at Cribbit and then looks at Elainiel, but he doesn't say anything.
Yes, much has transpired since we last came here.
I can see you have taken up with very new, very different friends to what you had last time.
Yes, we've...
Always one to find the most interesting people, I see. Anyway, please, let us eat. You all walk into the kitchen. The Burgomaster's like, I will not make you sit alone in the kitchen.
I don't mind. I'll get cooking with whatever we got there.
Would you like something to drink? I have wine, fine wine.
Yeah,
something hearty, something to relieve the edge.
Might be fortifying,
Do you drink? He says, looking at Elainiel. Elainiel looks at him like this is a very stupid question, but she gets it all the time and she shakes her head.
Yeah.
And then the Burgomaster looks at Cribbit and says, about you?
He will try.
Cribbit nods.
It's like fine poison wine. For him.
I'd maybe just like just put my hand on his like shoulders, just be like, if you have any extra salt, water, and if you have any eggs, that is all he needs.
Salt, water, and eggs. Cribbit nods furiously at eggs. There's eggs.
Do they have like a larder here?
They would, yeah.
I'll go search the larder for eggs for Cribbit.
All right, you can... You could get eggs, sure.
All right.
You don't know if he has them cooked.
Do you...
Cribbit reaches out with his
hands.
Yeah,
I think we've seen him eat them uncooked before.
We've seen him eat them both.
Yeah.
I don't know what
boiled
he prefers.
Boiled or raw or...
As the Burgomaster's walking out to get to the wine cellar, he looks at Gorob and Lushan and says, I know the two of you drink. This one will have egg, please.
A hard-boiled, scrambled...
Cribbit looks at you like,
shell
what?
On, shell off?
No, it's egg.
Okay, I'll just put down the... It probably wouldn't be in a punnet, but I'll put the eggs down on the table.
There's maybe 12, a dozen eggs. Cribbit eats all of them in rapid succession.
Okay. Because he put them away.
I don't. You cannot subsist solely on eggs. It's just...
He also can't be a frog man, and yet here he is, so...
Yeah, well, I'll cook up something hot and hearty for everybody.
Sure. There's maybe Maybe even there's like a perpetual stew that was already sitting there. Or not a perpetual stew, because they would be keeping that hot.
Yeah.
But there's like the dregs of some other meal that you could whip up if you wanted to as well.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Ooh. You make a hearty, we'll say stew, for everyone else. The Burgermaster comes back with some wine, pours it out, and he's also got maybe some bread that he's brought. And you break the bread, you have that with maybe olives as well.
Oh, man.
Some bread, some
olives.
Nice
to eat something hot for the first time in who knows how long, like a week.
A nice hearty stew and some fine wine.
Mm. Yeah. And over this beautiful dinner, we'll fill the Burgermaster in on not all, but some of the events.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the Valakai being attacked.
Yeah,
like that kind
the
of
major
stuff.
Before,
major things, but maybe not. You know, we probably won't mention Keening you know, the Wizard of Wine or why the reason we're really going there.
None of them.
Before he sits down, though, the Burgermaster looks at Eleniel, who still does not have a drink in front of her, and he says, "Could I get you juice, perhaps, or something?" There's like an edge of racial tension to this interaction. And Eleniel, her hand, her grip white-knuckled on her knife and fork, says, without looking at him, just says, "No." And then the Burgermaster is like, "Okay, whatever." And then he sits down.
Tense here at the table.
Don't get many elves this way around.
Yeah.
But maybe we don't mention him.
Sure. Then from there, the conversation is polite, and well, I guess the conversation never got impolite, but there's quite clearly a tension between Eleniel and the Burgermaster.
Okay.
We fill the Burgermaster in on the major broader points, but not the finer ones.
Sure.
Yeah.
If there's any, like, a point where, say, it's just the Burgermaster and maybe Eleniel's gone to bed or whatever it is, just kind of bring it up there. It's like, you know, keep that one very much like don't mention that you saw Eleniel anyway.
I would not want the people to know that she was within the city anyway. I will have to have a conversation, but she cannot walk freely around Kresik.
Right. Is it they do not like elves or?
It is just not done, he says.
Oh, that sucks.
I do it for you and that you vouch for this person, but I will.
The reason is, I just kind of like let it linger, like.
Why we would not let the Vistani within here?
Dusk Elves worked for Strahd at some point?
No, they are just.
Right.
It is just not done, he says.
Garden variety racism, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that sucks. All right. Well, we won't be here long, at least.
We will,
I am sure. If she travels with you, I am sure she will be polite.
Yes, I'm sure she is one of the good ones. Yes, we will leave first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
You can stay as long as, well.
We'll leave first thing in the morning.
All right, all right, he says, putting up his hands. He walks away.
All right. Well, we'll find some beds, I guess. What time is it? It's like late, yeah?
Yeah, it'll be like midnight.
We're pretty knackered from fighting a fucking Willy Wispy.
We'll go to bed.
Yeah.
Have a night's sleep. Some point I'll just cast another cure wounds on myself.
Probably for the best.
Yeah.
You recover six hit points, Hector.
Hell yeah.
There's something.
You're slowly making it back up, slowly then, creeping up.
And then everyone recovers 8 hit points.
Oh, nice.
All go to sleep. And now, 2 more days, baby.
2 more days. How sweet it is.
You wake up the next day, which is always a good thing.
Yeah.
Always is.
Yeah.
Is it possible to have, like, woken up relatively early? Like,
into
the point where, you know,
crack
day hasn't even broken yet, and it's like, we're just leaving. I don't want to say anything. I just want to get out of here.
Yeah.
All right, Mip, you could do that if you want, sure.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Like,
there's nothing for us.
Yeah, even, like, quiet as we can, we'll just leave. Try and not wake anyone up.
Yeah.
Let's just try and get out of here. Okay. And head to Wizards of Wine.
I like that the Willy Wispy thing is, like, not... I mean, it's quite clearly bothering Kresik, but you're like, nah.
Whatever. We'll deal with a Willy Wispy yourself.
Either that is like Kresik's left a bitter taste in our mouth, or it's like a we ain't got time for it. Or maybe
kind of both,
to be honest. It's this kind of thing of like, there's a certain point, you know, it's like, teach a man a fish.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, they fish all life. You give a man...
Yeah.
A bream. He's only going to have a meal once a day.
A bream.
For that day.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Why can I never remember that?
But you remember it enough.
Yeah, so
we got by.
Look, we got rid of the werewolves. They were like a hassle.
You can't
we
help
got
them.
Rid of them.
They'll be fine.
So, you're heading out to Pip's Shack?
Yeah, I wouldn't...
Is it on the way to the...
But it's not that far out of the way.
How much of a dog leg?
There and back to where you were, an hour.
Okay.
Not obviously including whatever time you spend.
I mean, I can
shack.
Do it and then catch up with you later. If you
no, look, the problem...
I just want to make sure Pops...
That is fair. Look, the chance of it being... There might be something waiting there for you is probably very high. If let's just go there, grab what you need, any more ingredients or any more... anything, really. Then we'll head straight to the Wizard Vine.
All right. Pip, your shack has been destroyed.
Okay.
there's nothing left here.
Okay.
Fucking hell.
Your shack has been destroyed. The crops have been trampled and dragged away. The earth here has been salted. Nothing will grow in this garden ever again.
Just standing at the edge with his hands on his hips.
Pop roams the edges of your camp. Free.
Ah. Okay. Does he notice me?
He does. He's not approaching.
He tends to look at everyone else.
Did you want to look for Elenial, anything?
No. No one has sympathy for you.
That's fair.
Elenial didn't care. Gora Blushin don't have the tact to care.
Yeah, and Cribbit's mad at me.
Cribbit's ticked off with
you.
Did you want to look through everything? Did you want to try and grab...
There's not really Pop? Gonna be. How's Pop looking? How's Pop looking right now?
Pop looks fucking feral, my dude.
Pop, I didn't realize you could undomesticate a chicken.
Pop is missing all of his feathers from the neck. Well, just on his neck. He's missing all of his feathers. It's just like a leathery, tanned skin there now. It looks like Pop might physically be larger as well. Like Pop's physically grown in size.
We've made a dire chicken.
And Pop's tail feathers are now all sticking and bent at odd angles.
Hey, you know, like you shouldn't name a creature. Maybe like I want to be crouching next to Cribbit and be like, so that is Pop. I don't know what...
Hey, Pop, I say. Maybe I could be approach.
It was his chicken. He says he's a chicken farmer, but he only has the one.
The,
That is not really a thing. That's not new. That is always happened, I feel.
I thought maybe, Pop, you'd still be contained, and I was going to kind of let you out. And this sort of seems like you've done it yourself. I, like, glance back to everybody else, presumably on the edge of the sort of, like, clearing. Would you like to...
Everyone kind of shrugs.
Would you like to... Would you like to come...
Is there a sign, like, tapping your watch?
Mind pulling out a pocket watch?
There would be no equivalent, I suppose, but you could make just an impatient look.
Yeah, maybe just like, you know, we came out of... We took an hour for this. So let's... If you're not doing anything, hurry
Fuck!
Up.
Pop... spreads his wings, and you can see there is not a lot of feather left to either wing. Uh-huh. You can just see bat-like webbing.
Oh, no.
That is the left behind of where what once feathers covered.
I want to grab Pop. I want to, like, grab hands around his wings and pull him up to me.
Pop pecks you. Wow, Pop bites you, I suppose I should say. And you feel the pressure around your greave. Grief? Sure, whatever. Yeah. But you don't feel penetration.
Have I picked Pop up?
Yeah, you've got Pop.
I
walk back to everyone
else. Affection.
I'm ready to go.
Do you need a...
Everyone's just staring at you. Like you've gone insane.
Can we construct... Okay.
All right. Let's leave.
Maybe Are you doing okay there, buddy?
Just didn't want him to be alone in the middle of nowhere. Can I put him in my backpack?
Pop is not going to go willingly into your backpack. You can try.
I'll give it a go.
Is there like a... Can you
We'd have to
tries to bite you again unsuccessfully.
We'd have to construct the whole container.
So you'd like out of wood and
it'd take so much time.
Pop is not going in that backpack mode, dude.
Okay. Yeah, well, let's stop walking and I'll just keep at this.
Neatly shreds part of the backpack as you try to put him in. There is now a hole so big that Pop could not be contained. Pop would just be able to get right out.
I'll just be carrying him, I guess.
You're insane. That's crazy.
I can't leave Pop there with nothing.
As you head back eastwards, back the way you came, back to get to the to the, what is it, the Luna River? No, the Raven River Crossroads.
Raven River Crossroads.
As you're heading back that way, Hector, you feel a sensation. While you are not able to communicate with Orion, your distance, the horse that you summoned, if you don't remember, it was a while ago.
It's been some time.
The horse Orion that you summoned, a celestial horse that you summoned, that is currently with Piran and Esmeralda. While you are not able to telepathically communicate with her, you nonetheless are still vaguely consciously aware of her presence on the material realm. Or Barovia, rather, I should say. You feel her presence withdraw from Barovia.
Okay. What would I know that would do that?
She could be imprisoned in an extraplanar jail of some sort, which is an extreme thing to happen.
Okay.
Far more likely is simply she was slain in combat and was sent back to Penia's home plane.
Gotcha.
All right.
I'm so sorry. There is one more option, just really quickly. I forgot, but it also could mean that you're no longer a paladin. But sorry, please continue.
Maybe as we're, my eyes just go real, real wide and I stumble a little. And then maybe I just on like a small, maybe the palm of my hand, like a section, I just cast light.
It works. Thank God, you're still a paladin. I just felt it worth mentioning because it's a just in case sort of thing.
Okay. So,
you right there, Hector?
This is going to sound strange, but I saw something has happened to Orion. I think either
dead,
potentially.
Who's Orion? Elaniel
says. His horse. I say, gesturing my thumb.
You have a.
It's a magical horse.
She nods. She immediately accepts this.
A gift from Penia. She was with our other
I wasn't going to say anything because maybe it's not my place, but you were a skeleton when we were fighting the Blights, and I've never seen you be a skeleton before.
Yes, I had a conversation with a different god.
Okay. I would not have recommended that personally. But I mean, it's your own life.
It is the same religion. It is the same pantheon. It's just their
conflict.
Are they cousins? Are they?
They're not related, but they.
So what is like the familial structure in terms of the different heads of state for the deities of Gnomes and Penia?
The human pantheon is seen as kind of like an informal family of sorts. You can kind of imagine it modeled a little bit on like a Roman or a Greek style, where some of them, yes, are related, but not all of them are kin. There is no familial relation between Eileen and any of the other major gods, but there is definitely, like I said, an antagonistic relationship between Eileen and the other gods, or the other major deities. Well, some of the major deities. Gnomes and Penia are seen as a paternal and a maternal figure within the pantheon. They're not like necessarily always like mother and father, but more like spiritually the leaders.
When Penia's powers have diminished,
I like that you're miming holding Pop.
Well, it's just something I'm constantly going to be doing now.
Yeah,
sure.
I suppose. Yeah.
So when her powers diminished, I was in one of the nights in Valakai. I was visited by.
That was a while ago.
I guess what you would call the black sheep of the family.
Know like the human pantheon very well?
That would be up to you.
Yeah, I'd say I'm aware of them.
Sure.
And it's rather hazy, but usually I can sense Penia. Usually there is a connection there. It They've just been diminished to the point where I don't even know if they are even present now. Right. They are still.
Hey, yeah, you still got, yeah.
Eileen.
Eileen. Right. That's the bad one?
Depends who you talk to. Depends on your view of your philosophy and theology.
Eleniel is uninterested in this conversation and does a little, walks off to do some
Shouting. I imagine we're walking this.
Yeah.
So it is one of the death gods.
Right.
And it depends on how everybody looks at death.
Yeah, again, it's your life, but I would not have made a deal with a death god.
Me, personally!
Okay.
I think it's good to make a deal with a death god. Then you don't have to die!
Well, there's a conflicting opinion that you can take as well.
Lushan looks at Gorob, like, with pity
and
in his
eyes. And I imagine 3, 2, 1,
idiot.
There it is.
You fool! Yeah. You stupid, stupid dwarf! How could you possibly think that Gorob shoves his fingers down Lushan's throat?
Wait, I turn away. They're I'm not looking. I don't need to see
maybe
that.
We quicken our steps. Yeah. To the point, if we were smart about it, they just couldn't catch up.
Yeah, that's true. They're walking a slower pace than us.
I don't think they are.
Are they somehow quicker?
Yeah, barbarian. Yeah, they've got a faster movement speed.
Well, we can never be free of them, I suppose.
But having said that... So it was not a... I do not think there was a... There was no deal struck. There was...
That's even more concerning, Hector. Use your head.
There was... I don't know what... I woke up and I had access to some abilities that I had not had before. She appeared the other night when I we were fighting the druids.
Oh, okay. Appeared...
When I was fallen, when I was...
In some kind of, like, spiritual, divine realm.
It is hard to ascertain if it was that or if it was just, you know, the thoughts of a dying man.
Oh, yes, yeah. Well, but look, nothing bad's happened to you so far, right?
I do not know how much you know about gods and religion or anything like that. I notice you worship one of the halfling.
Oh,
or
I
the only
don't know
half.
If worship's the right
Sorry,
word.
I don't. I know you were raised?
Yeah.
Brought up?
Something like that. Sort of didn't have a choice in it, really, if I'm honest. I pull out the skull.
Yeah.
Don't really know why I wear it around my neck. But I can't seem to get rid of it, so slot it back down.
Sometimes I think there's not much of a choice we all make of what gods we end up being followed by.
Yeah, well, I don't know if Gregory Bones has ever really been watching me, but...
Gods eight.
Don't look at Cribbit between
oh,
us.
Oh, get at.
Oh, well, doesn't everybody have a colorful opinion?
God above, like bird,
right.
Eat us.
Mm-hmm.
But God below, like worm, we eat.
There are many, I have not heard of this particular one, but as mentioned days ago with the elves, they have their own way of worshipping, I guess, what we would consider forces of nature.
Yeah.
Pirates, they worship ships, and dwarves worship kings, actually.
Ship below, nature above. Also below.
Yeah, it doesn't really seem like it's that one cut to and one. Dry, Cribbit, to be honest.
No.
Okay,
it's
then.
Pretty cut and dry.
Fair enough.
And so I am very aware of the deals that man makes with devils and demons.
Below, we eat.
But in this area where, like, I gesture around, where everything is death, perhaps it is nice to have a god of death on our side when we go up against an eye. Points to Castle Ravenloft.
Yeah. I guess
Strahd eat us too.
Yeah. Well, it's just important to find the difference, I suppose, between wishing for death and worshipping it. That's all I'm concerned about.
Oh, do not worry. I'm not worshipping this.
All right. Keep walking.
Okay.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs.
Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Gorob and Lushan entertain you with their opinions of the
god
of the Dwarven Pantheon specifically. That's all right. They worship, of course they do. They worship gods, Dwarven gods who are in opposition to each other.
Yeah, of course.
And I will not destroy my voice with the long argument that they have, but that is the noise that you have for the rest of the day.
Horrible.
About the same time that the rain started yesterday, the rain lets up today.
All right.
I wouldn't call it a bright, sunny day. I would, in fact, instead call it a windy day.
Oh.
As a heavy, powerful wind buffets you, and at about maybe the late afternoon, said powerful wind becomes intermingled with fog, and it becomes very difficult to see.
Oh, no.
Luckily, you're always on the path. It's hard to get lost on the path.
Mm-hmm.
But the mist does obscure your sight a little. Obviously, never enough to prevent you from being able to see Castle Ravenloft, always sits kind of somehow just above the mist.
Mm.
The day passes. You reach, once again, the crossroads with the many different signs, and you're heading down the path towards the Wizards of Wines?
Yes, sir.
By the time you get to the crossroads... Well, no, you would be able to get a little bit down the path towards the Wizards of Wines, but only a little bit.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Nighttime begins to come in, and as hard as it is to see through the fog, it becomes even harder.
If Pip hasn't already, I would be voicing, we should probably rest.
The moment dusk hits, it's...
Who's the first watch?
Can I tie up Pop?
You could try.
All right, I gotta give it a go. I can't, otherwise I'll just run away.
Pop tries to bite you?
Of course.
Pip, can you do the thing you did with Dog to Pop?
That would give me a telepathic link with Pop. I don't know if I want to hear what's going on inside. It won't calm him. I could try reasoning with him, but close to your head.
I don't know. You could something?
We'll tie him up, and he'll be no bother. Yes, Adam?
You tie Pop up with a little leather leash, and Pop immediately turns around, bites through it, and is free.
Oh.
You're going to need to try and recapture Pop. Pop legs it. Pop doesn't go anywhere. Pop just stands there eyeing you off, kind of like challenging you almost.
I turn to Hector. I'm like, I've got first watch. We've got first watch.
Okay. I will take second with anybody.
I'll take watch with you. I think we might almost have enough people for three watches, so that we might, well, I don't need it, but so that you might sleep more.
That would actually be great. I'll take the last watch then.
It'll be first watch, Cribbit and Pip. Mm-hmm. Second watch, Elainial. Third watch, Hector with Gorob and Lushan.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Sucks through the
sucks to suck.
Short, through the short straw, dude.
Yet again.
Yeah, it's a shame.
During your watch,
yeah.
Pop attacks you.
Okay.
If at any point, Pop seems to have an opinion that you can't be too close or too far, and you're never 100% sure what the range on that is.
Okay.
If you go too far away, Pop chases after you and pecks at you. And if you come too close, Pop pecks at you.
Okay. Well, at least he's not going anywhere. That's good.
There seems to be an ideal, right? It doesn't feel like Pop is really with you. It feels like Pop is always standing ready to fight you. And Pop is afraid of you getting too close. Not afraid. Pop does not seem afraid. But Pop doesn't want you getting too close, but Pop doesn't also want to lose sight of you.
Yeah.
You know how like a a dog
is, it'll just keep pace with you, kind of.
Yeah, it might be like, what are you doing? And you're like, I'm getting out of your fucking zone. And the dog's like wow, I'm
you're
coming
running,
with.
I'm coming for you. Yeah.
Kind of like that, basically.
Well, that's all right. But then I don't tie Pop back up again. Pop can just do his thing.
You are probably somewhat distracted during your watch.
Makes sense.
Figuring out the parameters of Pop. Yeah.
But, well, can you roll the encounter die, please?
Yeah, dude. Actually, full on can. 13.
All right. Your watch goes by uneventfully.
Lucky number 13.
Odds or evens?
Evens.
Evens? All right. Would you like it to happen during your watch? No.
Well, didn't get a chance.
Oh.
Have we already gotten the benefit of a short rest or not?
No.
Yet?
No. You've not even done all of your watches. How could you have possibly...
Well, some of us were sleeping.
Some of us were going to be asleep. Not like Elaniel might have had a short rest because it's been...
All right, you're lucky.
Okay.
Elaniel goes from each of you, from one... One by one, she goes to each of you, and she wakes each of you up. When she wakes you up, she just whispers. You can see she's eyeing something off in the distance. She just whispers, Will-O-Wisp.
Maybe Will-O-Wisp.
If you slowly rouse, you can see it bobbing in the distance, in the darkness.
No one go to it. Say sleepily. If anybody knows its name, say its name.
I try and, like werewolf leader, bad werewolf.
That's probably not accurate enough. You definitely need their name.
Yeah, maybe like next year, like, need the full name. What are you, an idiot?
Mr. Will? I don't know their names.
We learned their names, I think.
Did we?
I don't know.
Definitely learned some of their names.
Yeah, I go back to sleep. As long as you don't approach a Willy Wispy, it won't approach you.
At a certain point, Elaniel goes to bed, and it's your watch. You can see the Willy Wispy kind of hovering in the distance. You can't really tell if it's getting closer or further.
Okay. If I cast a spell on like a healing thing, is it going to attract it?
It gets attracted. Everyone's waking me up. It gets attracted by suffering.
Okay, cool.
I see.
Thank you.
So don't mime suffering, even as a joke.
I won't. Does anyone actually need some healing apart from myself?
I can
spend two first level cure wounds. I figured.
Throw them around.
Yeah.
Gorob and Lushen, and then Pip also need healing.
Okay. I'll give up one each.
Okay.
Cheers. Appreciate it.
This is not going to
add something.
Be nice.
Maybe. Why?
Don't worry about it.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
It is drawing it from Eileen as opposed to.
It feels bad.
You don't feel so. Yeah, you know. It feels like I said previously. It feels not so much like you are recovering from a wound as it is so much an uncomfortable feeling of the wound being corseted and shut tight. You recover 5 hit points.
I maybe like reach down into my bedroll and pull out a manual to monster. You can read about Willy Wispies yourself if you want.
Yeah, right. I'll give that a read while I'm eyeing it off.
Help me.
Don't listen to it.
Will-O-Wispy, does it often say...
Is anyone there?
It could be anything. Don't listen to it.
Is it coming from the Will-O-Wispy?
It's coming from that direction. I'm lost.
They're not.
Do they often... I'll read.
Please, help me.
Eating unspec into hope.
Most things in... Maybe I'll get up at this point. It's something calling for help in the woods. Has just as good a chance of being something wanting to eat you as it does somebody in distress.
I'm scared.
That's true back on the material plane as it is in Barovia. As it's a great way to get you to come over there and then, oh no, it's a wolf man or some terrible shambling mound or whatever.
Please. Is anyone out there?
I stay quiet.
Is the Will-O-Wisp going to it?
It's the Will-O-Wisp is in that direction. It's impossible to
we
tell.
We can't see it? All right.
Yeah. It's at much too great a range.
Okay. The Will-O-Wisp isn't moving. It's just moving at the same gentle pace.
The Will-O-Wisp moves up and down and then kind of bobs from left to right. in slow, lazy arcs.
Yeah, no worries.
Right. I was just wondering because it's a bit
distress. If the Willy Wispy was going toward it, then I would be like, well, maybe it's not the Willy Wispy.
Yeah. But how far away is it if we can hear it? Can we hear things clearly? Is it?
It definitely is. Like, it's at range, it's echoing and whatnot, but 120 feet is not as far as one might think.
Yeah.
Like, you could definitely hear someone at, like, 500 feet, I reckon.
Mm. Okay. All right. Well, it does seem subtle. I am also now like, but what if it is not? What if it is someone in?
That's how they get you.
Yeah, it is fair.
Gorob and Lushan look at you, and Lushan says, I think that in this instance, caution would be the better part of valor. Gorob elbows himself in the gut and says, valor is the better part of valor. We must fight. Taste blood.
Now, how the Willy Wispy isn't moving, right? We can all see that. It's just bobbing back and forth. Mm-hmm. So the Willy Wispy, if somebody was genuinely distressed in the woods, the Willy Wispy would be making a beeline for it.
Plus you would hear the thunder, the lightning.
What is that? What? Where is it? What?
Maybe it heard me.
Help me!
If it wasn't the Willow Wispy.
Yeah.
We'd be hearing like cracks of thunder and all of that.
Might make it hard to sleep, but it's no danger if we don't listen to it. I'm gonna crawl back into my bedroll. Yeah.
Hello! It gets fainter and fainter, and then drops off entirely.
Nice try.
As the sun rises, you can no longer see the light. And you've all had a short rest.
Yeah.
Cribbit.
One more day.
One more day. How many points?
10.
One more day.
Barely even needed it.
That's so fucked up. We got one more day. And we get to the Wizards of Wines, have a little Chardonnay. Little Cab Sauv.
Chardonnay.
Some cheese, a bit of Camembert.
Camembert.
Sleep in a big wine bed. Oh, my God.
One of those classic wine beds.
Oh, yeah. Have a bit of a tasting, experience. The Wizards of Wine. Oh, this is delightful.
Mm.
Don't worry that there's been no delivery for a week and a bit. Don't worry that we're like, go here now because there's
someone's
dire,
in danger.
Like, and you got to be quick. Don't worry about that. It's delicious Chardonnay all the way down. It's our sweet reward.
This is our holiday episode. That's what we're about to get.
You make your way.
What's happened, dude?
Maybe it is our holiday episode. Maybe the fact that we are going to the Wizard with a thought of Chardonnay on our minds. Maybe I'll cash in this beautiful good boy card of just something good happens, Adam. Something good happens. We got one more day.
Something good happens. We have a good day. Something good happens.
How fortuitous.
How can I corrupt that?
How fortuitous. How fortuitous. Remember, Adam? Remember how fortuitous? What's he doing? Here's my guess. You get 10 gold. That'd be classic Adam Carnivale.
You stumble upon an old grave on the side of the road.
How fortuitous.
How fortuitous. Oh, my God.
How lucky are we?
I love old graves.
The grave appears to be mostly intact. You can see there's some time has worn away at it a little bit.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it is untouched. Okay. There's some moss covering any detail upon the gravestone itself. But the earth that it sits in front of appears quite undisturbed, as in it's quite obviously...
Nothing's climbed out recently.
Yeah, we'll climb back in.
Yeah.
All right.
Does that seem weird for there just to be a grave on the side of the road?
On the side of the road, maybe not. If someone took a loss and had to keep moving.
Yeah, if it's quite close to the side, maybe like if there's anything to read, like an inscription.
Maybe we stop for lunch.
I'll have I wonder what that is, but... If it's just not that common, like not that rare, it's...
Well, this is the first grave you've seen outside of a city.
Yeah, we'll stop for lunch here. We're probably at that point anyway.
All right. Do you want to inspect the grave?
I won't, but Hector's welcome to.
Yeah. You move the moss?
Yeah.
Okay. You get one dose of shambling moss.
Oh, not even good for you.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Underneath...
How fortuitous.
How fortuitous.
Hey, this... Pip, it's...
Oh, that's pretty good.
An ambush became this, all right? So leave me alone. This was originally going to be a fucking ambush, all right? So calm your fucking horses.
I've already got 9 of them, but I guess 10's good.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Would you like the original one?
No.
You can have the fortuitous card back. No. I'll give you the original one.
No.
The original one was going to be, oh, how fortuitous, a coin. And as you stand up, you catch an arrow to the eye, and an ambush happens.
No, I really love...
Are you unhappy?
I really love the shambling moss.
Good.
I'm really happy about
Say
it.
Say thank you, Adam.
Thank you, Adam, for the shambling moss, and for running such a wonderful game of Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah.
5th edition.
Underneath, you see just simply the name Mark, a date... Well, 2 dates, I should say. Obviously, birth and death date. They would mean nothing to you because Barovia is on a different calendar. And to those we've loved and lost, to those we've left behind. A simple epitaph as well.
And I maybe say a little prayer over their grave. And as I pick up the moss, it reminds me of like, oh, I know people.
Oh, yeah. Any moss you find.
Is this, is that the
that's
one
that's Shamblin'.
You feel, yeah, it's imagine regular moss, but as you pull it off, it maybe it panics you for just a second, but the moss kind of wraps itself around you and tries to cling on to you. You know that given enough time, this would become a shambling mound, the enemy, but if you use it up in a potion, it's going to be
consumed. So funny that Pip must have to every, like, 6 months check and just kill the little shambling moss.
You've got, like, 10 now in your backpack, just kind of like, I hope they don't coalesce.
That would be a worry.
Each individual one is its own sentience.
I don't know
so they're
to kill
not
a shambling
complain.
Moss with a shovel today. You know?
I'm sure you go through it too quickly for that. All right. So you have a nice little lunch. You keep going. And I would say at about 2 p.m.-ish, you see in the distance an awful sight.
Damn it.
Rats.
Rat apples.
Oh, yes, all thoughts of delicious Chardonnay.
Yeah, fading on our lips. Fuck. Maybe there'll still be some wine left.
After a half mile, the road becomes a muddy trail that meanders through the woods, descending gradually until the trees part, revealing a mist-shrouded meadow. The trail splits. One branch heads west into the valley, and the other leads south into the dark woods. A wooden signpost at the intersection points west and reads, Vineyard. As you follow the sign saying Vineyard, a light drizzle begins to fall. Unpainted fences blindly follow the trail, which skirts north of a sprawling vineyard before bending south towards a stately building. The fog takes on ghostly forms as it swirls between the neatly tended rows of grapevines. Here and there, you see rope-handled half-barrels used for hauling grapes. North of the trail is a large stand of trees. A man wearing a dark cloak and a cowl stands at the edge of the trees. He looks at you and beckons you closer.
Does he look like a druid?
He's not garbed in any way like a druid, but he is wearing, he's kind of robed, I would say, mysterious.
Yeah, he looks like a suspicious character.
This is this is the person we're meant to be meeting.
He certainly doesn't look like a druid. The druids make themselves very apparent. So I think he's, well, I don't want to say harmless because I don't have to eat my words, but he's certainly more harmless than the druids. He's one guy.
So is the druid we fought as we walk towards the
that's a fair point,
guy.
Hector. That's a fair point.
approach?
Yeah, we'll approach.
As you approach, he pulls back the cowl and you can see a shock of jet black hair and a smiling face.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, welcome. Who may I say you are?
I am Hector Dragonsbane, and this is I gesture to the others to introduce themselves.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I'm Pip. Mandarin.
Gorob and Lushan introduce themselves, at which point the man takes a step back in shock, as does Elainiel and Cribbit. He, after the shock of Gorob and Lushan, he kind of quickly recovers and then steps forward, proffering his hand to shake, and he says, I am Adrian Martikov.
Ah, nice to meet you, Adrian Martikov. Are you related to Danica and Erwin?
Yes, we are cousins.
Ah, good. We are good friends of ours, I guess, in Valakai. We've just come from there.
Ah, I see, I see. Val, please, did they send you?
No.
In a way.
Well, yeah, it kind of.
They are worried about the wine.
Well, there's been no shipments over to Kresik and Velikai, and I suppose in a way we were in the area, so.
Please, come with me. There's much to discuss.
Does he, when I introduce myself, does he seem like he knows me, or is it like this far west?
No, he doesn't seem to know
you.
That's a good question, actually.
Kresik didn't really know me, so this far west, it feels like I didn't quite reach.
He quite clearly does not know who you are.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That's nice. It's an extra barrier to not have to deal with.
Please, come with me. There is much to discuss.
Yes.
Have you been traveling long?
About a few days. A while.
We started in Velikai, if that gives you an idea.
Oh, well, yes. Yeah. I gathered that from that you met my cousins. Well, so it all began, I don't even know, maybe a few weeks ago? Druids.
Yeah.
They've always been a hassle. They harass us, harangue us. We do what we can to keep them off our backs. They don't seem to care too much about us. Certainly, I would not be shocked to discover that they are customers somewhere along the line. So that they have never destroyed our crop previously has never shocked us.
I see.
But a few weeks ago, there was a incursion, shall we say. Less than a few weeks ago. I don't know. It's not important. But they, for a few days, we were camping at the edges of our own property, unable to re-enter. We do not know. Well, he looks at you, and you can see he's trying to judge if he can trust you. Yeah, you see he looks you both up and down. Well, all five of you up and down, and you can see he's like, I don't know these people.
Yeah,
they were ransacking our house, and they recently have left, and we are just trying to get everything back in order.
Was it the situation where you forced them out, or did they leave by their own?
They left on their own volition.
Yeah,
whatever they want.
You know where they? Do you know the way they went?
As you walk through, you're walking towards the stately building. Yeah. As you walk through the winery, you can see the further and further south that you get in the winery, you can see the more and more devastation. Mm. It almost looked like, it's kind of like the facade was fine, but that was hiding the devastation behind. Mm. A lot of plants here have been trampled, and those that haven't been trampled, you can see holes where trees have gotten up and started moving.
And they've never done this before, I ask.
Never to this extent.
Quick question, I guess. Are you a, and I just gesture as like a bird, like a hand gesture. Are you one of the,
He looks at you. Pip, for you, his face is inscrutable. But Hector, because maybe you're facing him directly, you can see that he, once again, he understands what you're trying to convey, but he does not trust you enough to reveal anything.
We need to find somebody, an outcast. I initially thought it was one of maybe your kind, that maybe you had black sheep of the family, as it were. But apparently the ravens will lead us to them.
No, thank whatever gods are watching. And then he does that classic little gesture, puts his thumb and his index finger to his lips, checks it up to the sky, and says, thank whatever gods are watching, our family is intact. No one is missing, lost, whether outcast. That is, outcast. Or outcast. No one is outcast, missing, lost, or otherwise.
Do you know of anyone else? Rest of your family, you said, is fine?
Yes, da, yeah.
I guess we could talk to them. They may, so you don't know, okay. If Erwin led us here, maybe they will lead us somewhere, unless we've gone the wrong way. Let's keep going.
Anyway, if you've been sent to help, I do not know your disposition. I do not know if you've been paid or anything like this, but
no.
We would appreciate some help if that is possible.
Sure. What is the problem?
He stops before you get into the building, and he says, my father, Davian, he is not going to appreciate this. He does not like to endanger lives when he can avoid it. But the druids have gone too far this time.
Right.
We know that they are to the south. Would you help us scatter them? I ask this, you must understand, this is not an easy thing I ask. It is perhaps, I say this only because you seem like you can handle yourselves.
To the south, did we, remind me, because maybe this is... Did,
you're getting deep into druid territory.
Yeah. And yeah, I know that the... Yeah, okay.
The
stuff sticking away.
Sure.
Well, I guess the ravens will lead us to them, so... Yes, time is of the essence.
Well, my father will not mention of this, but if you take the path to the south, instead of heading here into the valley, you eventually will find the place called Yester Hill. There will be no signs, but you will know it all the same. The druids congregate there. It is a base of sorts. If you could scatter them, not even necessarily kill them, just scatter them.
Yes, of course.
Do you need money for this?
No, but information might be nice.
Yeah.
What information?
Well,
do you
if
need?
You can tell us any more about this Yester Hill, the druids' actions.
I don't know much about it. I do know that they are thick there. You will find many.
Yeah, we're deep into druid country now, but...
I have reason to believe, he says, you can see something's changed. You're not sure what it is, but you said or you've done something that has changed his opinion a little bit.
Oh, okay.
And he says, I can tell you that I believe they are conducting some sort of ceremony. This is why I need you to go. You don't even need to kill them. I just need you to... I don't know what it is, but you must disrupt this ceremony.
I think on that, it is Hector just perks up. And do you know when it will happen? Do you know how long we've got?
I have no idea.
We're how far away is Siesta Hill?
It would take perhaps a day or two to get there.
Okay. All right.
He looks back at the house, and you can see he's quite clearly a little worried about maybe someone in the house overhearing what he's saying. And he says this really low, and he says, they took something from us. It was a gem. It looks like a single drop of dew, about yay big. And he shows you, it's, I don't know how big, it's like a pint glass.
Oh, yeah.
About
yeah.
as big as a pint glass. They took it. We use the gem. It has magical properties. We use it in our wine keeping. And
is why they made the raid.
Yes, the raid.
Oh,
was
I see. Okay. Well, that now we have somewhere. All right.
We had three such things. Mm-hmm. One they have taken, one we still have, and another was stolen about a year ago.
Okay.
A year ago, you say?
About, yes.
Do you know who by?
No, someone came in the night, we do not know who, and it was stolen. Our wines, he shrugs. Without all three of them, the wine that we create is just inferior, not as good. What we do, say what you will about people who drink perhaps too much, but what we do takes a little bit of the edge out of the horror of this place.
Oh, yeah.
And to have lost one of them, everyone in time... We are losing, it's not important, but we are running out of the good stuff, shall we say.
Okay.
Spirits shall soon fall a little more all across the land.
Are you ready for truly hydrated skin? Meet Hyaluronic Body Serum, a breakthrough in body care from Osea. It's clinically proven to instantly increase hydration by 161%. Their lightweight, fast-absorbing serum delivers 24 hours of nonstop hydration for silky, smooth skin without the sticky afterfeel. Osea's latest innovation combines the magic of their best-selling Hyaluronic C Serum with a new formula that's good for the whole body and five types of hyaluronic acid to target every layer of the skin. Osea is a woman-founded, women-led brand that's been crafting seaweed-powered products for nearly 30 years. The best part? Everything Osea makes is clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Treat your skin to clean, vegan skincare from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code SUMMER at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code SUMMER.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast. So everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for nerds plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to SansPants Plus members. The further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.